varied and significant. In this instance, his habit helped JP complete a mundane task and complete it well, and led him to tasks in the future that he loved. Before continuing with JP's story, I'd like to tell you a little bit about success habits and how this book will help you make them your own. I'm going to show you a path and process that will allow you to adopt success habits so they stick. You don't have to flip your world upside down or try to force new habits overnight that disrupt your life and cause you to go back to where you started. Rather, you can make barely noticeable small shifts in your daily routines by nudging out those things that don't serve you and replacing them with habits that create a path to wealth and abundance. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, an executive, an investor, an employee, or a young person just starting your first job. The habits, principles, recipes, and exercises in these coming chapters will give you a competitive edge, catapulting you to that next level. So while this book's main focus is on financial success, the methods I share can also propel you to new levels of fulfillment in other areas of your life, including family and parenting and friendships, relationships, spirituality, health, physical fitness, love, passion, intimacy, and so much more. No matter what anyone has told you in the past, you are entitled to and can possess fulfillment, joy, and abundance in all areas of life. I'll help you develop these habits through a variety of methods. I'll share stories of hugely successful people I know and how they learned and applied the behaviors and routines that allowed them to become high achievers and high earners. I'll provide exercises for you to develop and practice new habits. And I'll offer you some stories from my own life that I hope will inspire and instruct. More about all this a bit later. Now let's return to our friend who, when we last saw him, was sweeping floors with great effort and skill. JP proceeded to graduate high school but didn't go to college. Instead, he joined the U.S. Navy and served for 2 years on the aircraft carrier USS Hornet. After the Navy, JP held various low-paying jobs, including working as a janitor at a gas station and as an insurance salesman. He worked briefly for Redken Laboratories but was fired after a disagreement with the boss. He even took a job as a low-paid door-to-door encyclopedia salesman. Looking back at this time, JP says he learned another important lifelong success habit. I would knock on 50 doors, and all 50 would be closed in my face. So I had to learn how to be just as enthusiastic on door number 51 or 151 as I was on the first door. He learned to overcome objection, communicate with people by listening to them, and how to persuade others to take action. Even though this was not a dream job, he didn't realize at the time that he was building some of the key success habits that would allow him to achieve breakthroughs later on in his life. At the time, though, they helped him persevere. The average door-to-door encyclopedia salesman at that time worked for straight commission, lasted only 3 days, while JP lasted 3.5 years. Despite his work ethic, JP still became homeless as a young adult. When I was homeless the first time, it was in my early 20s. My wife just couldn't handle being a mother anymore, so she left our 2.5-year-old son in my arms and took off with all the money we had. I soon learned that she hadn't paid the rent for the last 3 months, so with no money and being 3 months past due on rent, we were evicted. I was in between jobs, so my son and I were on the streets with no money coming in and attempting to live in an old car that I owned at the time. I remember saying to my son, "We're going to make it through this together." I went around to vacant lots and picked up Coke bottles and 7-Up bottles because in those days, you got 2 cents for the little one and 5 cents for the big one. When you're broke and you can't pay the bills, those are some of the most difficult times as a man and as a father. But what I learned was that when you're really down and out, you're at the very bottom, all you can do is look up. As difficult as JP's circumstances were, he possessed an advantage that many others in much better circumstances lack. He had a vision for his life. He was determined to start his own company, and after selling encyclopedias door-to-door for those 3 years, he knew he didn't want to work for someone else and that he could make it on his own. But there was a major obstacle. JP only had $700 to his name. Everyone told him he couldn't start his own company because he needed money, more schooling, more experience, more smarts, a different economy, and countless other things that he lacked. Sound familiar? Well, after listening to all the advice, he did what most successful people do. He listened first and foremost to himself and started the company anyway. JP developed a success habit of believing in himself and ignoring the naysayers. That was extremely difficult for me. I mean, how do you start a company, balance your bills and not get paid, and still go out door-to-door selling your products every day? It was extremely difficult. We should have gone bankrupt every single day for the first 2 years of the company, but 2 years later, we were finally able to pay the bills on time. Not only just pay them off, but pay them on time. I remember saying, "Hey, we made it. We've got $2,000 left over. We made it. We're successful."